Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Radio Islam International, and it is time for the South African National Halal Authority live call-in program. That is the Sanha Q&A program with Mulana Bilal from the Sanha offices. Mulana Bilal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To yourself, Mulana, and to your listeners, we hope and make dua that everyone in the Ummah is well.
I mean, Mulana, you well, we hope.
Alhamdulillah, can't complain at all.
Okay, Mulana, just getting into the swing of things this week, any message as we begin the show?
Like always, halal is the most important thing, the first step. Without halal, which is an integral part of our deen, you know, there won't remain any part of your deen which is not affected by your consumption of halal foods. And also, very important, you know, in the past week, especially and in general also, verification before amplification. Any message that we receive, you know, these messages that are going viral with regards to products being haram, allegedly, or products containing pork, preservatives, and so forth, the best thing to do before disseminating such information is to verify it.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Mulana. Getting straight into the things, move to our WhatsApp line, Mulana. They want to know, is Lancewood smooth cottage cheese plain halal?
Yes, the Lancewood cottage cheese product, which is manufactured in South Africa, that's a halal certified product. Right, Sana?
Okay, another one from the same listener is the Fairview Brie or Camembert cheese.
That product is also halal certified.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Mulana, moving on, another one coming through our WhatsApp line, Rainbow Drumsticks. I'm sure that's the chicken I think they're talking about.
Yes, the product is also certified halal by Shana. If it comes from certain laboratories, it will have the Shana halal logo on the product. Or it is halal approved, it might have the halal logo of another halal body, but also approved by Shana.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Another one coming through on Twitter now. The best for bake butter. I think that's PNP.
Yes, that product is also halal suitable.
Okay, another one coming through from the same listener. Low-fat, smooth, strawberry-flavored yogurt made by Parmalat.
Okay, this product does contain bovine gelatin, or beef gelatin as it's otherwise known. Gelatin taken from cattle hides. Unfortunately, this product contains such gelatin which comes from animals not slaughtered by Muslims, and thus we do not regard it as halal.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Mulana. Another one coming through on WhatsApp, Mulana. They want to know about the detergents which contain alcohol and using it on surfaces at home. Is that fine?
Yes, this type of alcohol is not impure. It's not from khamr. And the ulama has given the ruling that it is not najis. Right? So it's pure. You can apply it to your body. If it's in a perfume, in a detergent, in a cream, there would be no problem on that.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Mulana. Another one coming through. I&J fish burgers.
That product, as long as it is manufactured in South Africa, is halal suitable.
Jazakallah for that. Another one coming through, Magnum Minis.
Magnum Minis, made in South Africa, also certified halal by Sara.
Jazakallah for that. Now, listeners, our call, lines are open this evening, 011-854-1548. Mulana, sticking with the WhatsApp line, they want to know which types of butters or spreads, margarines, are halal to use.
Okay, there are many products, margarine products, especially the ones made by another company called Epic Foods, which are certified halal by Sana. Then you have the common ones, Flora, Rama, you have the Ronda ones as well. These are all halal suitable.
Thank you, Sakula, for that. Another one coming through, I&J Golden Chikaroos.
Okay, the chicken products from I&J are not approved by Sana. The chicken and the beef products, those are not certified, not approved by Sana. We don't give any guarantee at all for them. It's only the fish products that we deem halal suitable.
Jazakallah for that, Mulana. Sticking to the WhatsApp line, is Burger King halal?
Unfortunately, here again, a franchise concept. Again, we cannot give any assurance for any of the Burger King outlets or their stores until and unless we have an agreement with the franchisor head office, who are responsible for the distribution of products, services, and the entire distribution chain is in the hands of the franchisor head office.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Now we move to the telephone lines. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, can you hear us?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. You are live on air.
This, I want to know the status of Royal Danish ice creams.
Royal Danish ice creams. Okay, I can't say I've come across the product. I'm not sure about it. Please forward the details, the manufacturer details, the name of the product, any possible ingredients to our offices. You can do that via telephone or via email, and then we will contact the manufacturer, get the information on your behalf, inshallah.
Jazakallah for that. Mulana, back to the WhatsApp line. Is rainbow crumbed chicken halal?
So the crumb products or the processed products, those products, they do use mechanically deboned meat from Brazil to manufacture them, and therefore they're not approved by SENA.
Okay, and another one coming through, is Sensodyne toothpaste halal?
Yes, Sensodyne toothpaste is halal, so good.
And also, which cheese slices are halal?
Cheese slices, you can have the Parmalat brand, the Clover cheese slice products, which are manufactured in South Africa. Please check the product packaging and make sure that it's made in South Africa. And then there is a brand called First Choice, as well as the Melrose range.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Listeners can also send their queries into our WhatsApp line, which is 072-786-1548, or alternatively call us on 011-854-1548. We do have Mulana Bilal from the Sanha offices on our lines this evening, answering all your halal queries. Mulana, one coming in now on WhatsApp. What is humectant certain sweets and chocolates?
Okay, humectant basically, usually it would be sorbitol or such an ingredient. It performs a function in a product, possibly to keep the oil as well as the water together in the product, you know, so that the oil doesn't rise to the top and the water to the bottom. So certain humectants can be derived from halal sources. Some can be from haram sources. So if there is no specification of exactly what the humectant is, we will need to investigate further.
Jazakallah for that. From the same listener that asked about the crumbed chicken from Rainbow, they want to know how is it differentiated when Sanha does do the inspections. How do they know which chicken is imported from Brazil and which is actually slaughtered locally? Would you be able to touch on that?
Okay, so basically there is the abattoir where the slaughtering takes place is a completely separate building or facility. Right, although it's on one plot, the further processing is a different facility, a different factory on the same plot. Those products, the imported products, do not carry the Sanha halal logo, and you can identify them by the type of product that they are, crumb products, Viennas, bolognese, so forth.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Manana. Another one coming through on WhatsApp. Which Kota Joe is halal?
Mark, you can repeat that question?
Kota Joe. Kota Joe. Which Kota Joe is halal? I'm not sure if they got that question correct. We could move to the next one now. Which fruit yogurts are halal?
Fruit yogurts, there is the Woolworths Ranch, there's also Lancewood, and the Clover Fruits of the Forest, that's also halal, so to know.
Okay, another one coming in on WhatsApp. Is Spur Frozen Burger Patties halal?
Is this the retail product? No, that's not certified by SENA. We only certify certain spa outlets.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Now moving to Twitter, Aromat Spices, is that certified by SENA?
Yes, it is.
And then another one coming through, Baker's Romani Creams Biscuits.
That is also halal certified.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Listeners can call us in on 011-854-1548. We do have Mulana Bilal from the Sanha offices online answering all your Q&A halal queries. And then also you can send us a tweet on our Twitter page at Radio Islam, or pop us a WhatsApp at 072-786-1548. Mulana, back to the WhatsApp line. They want to know, is Fruit Tree Squash Juices halal?
Yes, that product is halal.
And another one coming through on WhatsApp is the Amajoya Sweets halal?
Yes, they are halal, so to know.
Okay, another one coming through on WhatsApp, Wellington's Mayonnaise.
That product is halal.
Okay, and another one coming through on Twitter, Safari Peanuts and Raisins.
Also halal, so to know.
Okay, we do have one caller on the line. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamualaikum, Maulana.
Waalaikum salam. Your question?
Maulana, I want to ask, you said the cheeses. Now, I see, yeah, the chicken say they got the Lancewood cheese also, is it? But it's got the Sanha logo on. Is it halal?
Yes, the Lancewood cheeses with our logo are certified halal.
Yeah.
Also import cheese products, which do not have our logo.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam. Mulana, I think coming back to us on the Kota Joe, they say it's a roadhouse. Is there any halal one?
No, unfortunately, we don't certify any of the stores under this franchise brand.
Okay.
So we can't give any guarantee.
Okay. JazakAllah for that. We will go back to the phone lines. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Your question?
Nana, is the Maynard's cherry babies halal?
Okay, the jelly babies do contain bovine gelatin, not approved by Sena. There's only the soft eating gums, which are gelatin free, that you can have.
Oh,
JazakAllah. For that. Nana, back to the WhatsApp line. Is Stimerol halal?
The certain flavors of Stimerol which contain either bovine gelatin or carmine, those flavors are the watermelon, the strawberry, the berry patty, as well as the spearmint. These flavors should be avoided, and the others are fine.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, back to the WhatsApp line again. Is Delight spread suitable?
Yes, it is.
Another one also coming through, Sip Up Milkshakes.
Also halal suitable.
Okay, and which custards are halal?
The palm nut custard is certified halal by Sena. You've got the Clover Classic custard, the Woolworths one as well, and the Danan custard is also halal suitable.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, they want to know, chocolates which are imported from Turkey, is that halal?
Regrettably, we can't give any assurance for those products. Most of those products imported in South Africa are not certified by the recognized and reputable Turkish halal body.
JazakAllah for that explanation. Another one coming through on similar topic. They want to know about Turkish Delight, which they've brought from Turkey.
Well, we can't give a general assurance. What we would need to do is look at the ingredients of the specific product, perhaps contact the manufacturer if there's anything that's not clear, and then we can advise further.
JazakAllah for that, Mulana. The, oh my goodness, full cream drinking yogurts from Checkers, is that halal?
So, certain oh my goodness products are certified halal by Sena, but you need to look for the Sena halal logo on them.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, another one coming through on WhatsApp, is the Gino Ginelli ice creams halal?
Yes, that is halal.
JazakAllah for that one. Mulana, the Eat Right range from Checkers, is that halal?
Again, similar to the Oh My Goodness range, selected products manufactured at Sena certified facilities, those products will have our logo. Products which don't have our logo, obviously we cannot comment on.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. They want to know, I think we touched it on a few minutes ago, but they want to know which cheese slices are Sena approved.
Okay, so it was the Parmalate, the Melrose products, the Clover manufactured in South Africa, as well as First Choice.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Mulana. Another one coming through, is the Steady Stumpy banana flavor halal?
Yes, that product is certified halal by Sena.
JazakAllah for that one. Mulana, the Dr. Utka Ital pizza?
These products are not halal. They should be avoided.
Okay, and another one coming through, the Nature's Garden Hawaiian stir fries?
That's halal.
Okay, another one coming through on WhatsApp. Salams, can you please advise if it's permissible to use oil of Olay day and night face cream?
I'm not sure about that product. We'll have to look further into it to see exactly what ingredients they are using.
Okay, just have to look at that one. Salams, is the chicken from Bidvest halal? Muslim owner Rishnan claims to use them as a supplier.
Bidvest is a logistics company, right? They do supply to many halal restaurants as well as non-halal restaurants. You know, where they are supplying from a halal certified abattoir where there's complete traceability, then that would be fine. But the chicken is not necessarily a Bidvest product. They are simply supplying the chicken or transporting the chicken from one of the warehouses, which would come from one of the abattoirs certified halal or not.
Sure. Okay, JazakAllah for that one. Another one coming through, Heinz tomato sauce.
Yes, that is halal.
And also another one coming through, almond milk. Which brands are halal?
There's a brand called Good Life Organic that is halal certified by Sena.
JazakAllah for that one. Another one coming through, the Cadbury Lunch Bar ice cream.
That is a halal product, alhamdulillah.
Okay, We do have Mulana Bilal from the Sinha offices on our line this evening. The callers can call us in on 011-854-1548. Alternatively, send us a WhatsApp on 072-786-1548. Mulana, we move to the phone lines now. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. What is your question?
See, what's made by tasty treats halal?
The question was tasty treats.
Cheetah company is tasty treats.
Okay, unfortunately, they do not want to give us any information at all. So at the moment, we cannot give any guarantee on their product.
And is the smoothie super, the sweet made by Bitcoin halal?
Yes, there is halal for the ball.
Okay,
JazakAllah. Okay, JazakAllah for that. Back to the WhatsApp line. They want to know, is the Pronuto Banana flavored halal?
The Pronuto Banana flavored?
Is it halal?
The cereal, yes, that is halal for the ball.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another one coming through on WhatsApp, is Haagen-Dazs ice creams halal?
Unfortunately, no information on them.
Okay, another one coming through on WhatsApp. What baking from Woolworths is halal suitable?
So the plain pre-packed rolls, breads, the garlic bread as well, those are halal suitable. And the remaining products, depending on which Woolworths, where the Woolworths is situated, who the current supplier is, they might have a Sana halal logo on them, and we can give a guarantee for those products. But all the other products that do not have our logo, we're not sure about them.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, which instant noodles are halal?
There's the Maggi noodles. There's also the brands distributed by a company called Noodle Master. They are certified halal by Sana, as well as Fatties and Maunis.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, another question coming through on WhatsApp. Can you please repeat the peaches flavors which are not halal suitable?
Okay, so we mentioned about Stumarol earlier, not peaches. Peaches, unfortunately, do contain gelatin. We haven't been able to verify exactly where the gelatin comes from, so we would advise caution.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, another one coming through on WhatsApp. Is the first choice cream and butter halal?
Yes, those products are halal suitable.
Okay, and another one coming through, salams, is the Stella Mama halal?
Stella Mama is certified halal by Sana, yes.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another one coming through, Cadbury rum and raisin. And Ola rum and raisin, and yeah. Is that halal?
These products, technically, they do not contain any haram ingredients. Obviously, we would not allow our halal logo to be placed on a product which has a connotation with haram or with rum, but they do not contain anything haram.
Okay, JazakAllah. Back to the phone lines. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Your question?
Tell me the flora is halal?
Flora margarine is halal suitable, yes.
Is halal.
G.
And the Proactive?
The Flora Proactive is also halal suitable.
Okay, JazakAllah.
I mean, JazakAllah for that.
Assalamu
alaikum. Salam. Mulana, another caller. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah. Yourself, your question?
Alhamdulillah. I just want to know which water is not halal, because I see only on the Nestle bottled water there's a Sana approved stamp.
Okay.
Which other water are we not allowed to drink?
With regards to plain water, there's no problem there. Any plain water would be considered halal. Obviously, flavored water is more critical when it's looking to the flavoring.
Okay, JazakAllah for that.
Okay.
I mean, JazakAllah.
What do they put in the water that doesn't make it halal, brother? In the flavors?
The flavoring is a very complex ingredient. Flavoring can be as simple menthol oil or lemon oil, or it could be very complex with over 1,000 ingredients. So until a person is clear exactly what ingredients is in the flavoring, you cannot for sure say that it's halal or not.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Mulana. Back to the WhatsApp line, Mulana. Salams, is the Huberto's ice cream halal?
I'll have to come back to that question. I'm not sure about it.
Okay. We have another caller. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. What's your question?
Is Lavalot biscuit made by Golden Fresh in Yumna Foods halal?
Unfortunately, no information on that product.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. JazakAllah.
alaikum salam. Mulana, the Marcello range of frozen yogurts, are they halal?
Yeah, also we did have some discussions with the company. We outlined to them our requirements for halal, but unfortunately they've never reverted back to us.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, so this person wants the reassurance. They're asking, can they buy all ramen, raisin, ice creams and chocolates?
No, we can't give such a guarantee. What we can say is that, you know, products that are manufactured at Zenal certified facilities, obviously no haram ingredients are allowed on that facilities. So in those products, although technically they don't contain any haram ingredients, obviously we won't put our logo on them.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, another one, what about the non-yogurt? Is that halal?
Certain selected variants are halal suitable. However, you should stay away from the low-fat plain. You should stay away from the yogurts which contain fruit and the snacks, dairy snack. Those products contain gelatin and should be avoided.
Okay, JazakAllah for that.
Coming back to the query on Huberto's ice cream, we unfortunately have no information on that.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Mulana. Before we wrap up this evening, we're going to maybe leave the lines open for another few minutes. Callers can call us in on 011-854-1548. Alternatively, send us a WhatsApp on 072-786-1548, where Mulana Bilal from the Sinha offices will be answering all your halal-related queries. Mulana, these terminal flavors that were not halal suitable, can you just repeat that for the listener, please?
It was the watermelon, the spearmint, the berry party, as well as the strawberry.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, the Marcello range of frozen yogurts. Is that halal?
Yeah, unfortunately, like I mentioned earlier, no disclosure from the company at all. We cannot guarantee their status.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another one coming through, Mulana. I think we touched on it earlier also on the soaps. They want to know, is it permissible to use Dettol?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and another one coming through, the Maggi 2-Minute Noodles pea flavor.
That product manufactured in South Africa is certified halal by Sana.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another one coming through, the Clover Cheddar Cheese, is that halal?
Yes, it is halal suitable.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Well, before we wrap up, any closing comments for this evening's program?
As we started the program, perhaps some persons were returning from the Maurid Salah. Perhaps they missed the opening comments that I made. With regards to the consumption of halal, you know, it affects every part of our deen.
Sure.
In fact, you know, on your spiritual path, this is the first step that a person has to do, because what you put into your body, that's definitely what is going to come out. You are what you eat. And then also, very importantly, any information that we do receive with regards to halal and haram, or more specifically, any information regarding deen, one should first verify that it is true before one disseminates or sends out that information further. Unfortunately, we find that, you know, with a lot of these messages, especially about Fanta, there's some messages going around about Magnum, about some products, in fact, you know, that have no relevance to South Africa at all. These products are not in any supermarket. They're not importing to South Africa at all, yet we find people sharing them on social media platforms, you know, creating unnecessary hysteria, creating unnecessary worry on the part of people, especially our elderly people. Alhamdulillah, most of the people that phone to verify at the Sinha Halal offices are elderly people. You know, they receive these messages and they're not so used to social media and so forth, and they are alarmed. They think that this information is true. They think that perhaps their ibadah is not accepted. You know, they've eaten haram. It really affects these people, you know.
Sure.
And take care before you share anything. Verify before you amplify.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Mulana. Just our last round of WhatsApp queries. We're going to go through them quickly. Salams, is Butro halal?
Yes, Butro Bate is halal.
Okay, another one coming through. Can we use Colgate Triple Action Toothpaste?
Unfortunately, Colgate Toothpaste, we haven't been able to get information on them to date.
Okay, another one, Dairy Milk, Crunchy Chocolates and Ice Creams, are they halal?
Yes, as long as they are manufactured in South Africa. Please just check where it says it's manufactured. It should say manufactured by R&R Ice Cream in South Africa.
Okay, another one coming through. The final one, is Tinkies halal?
Tinkies, unfortunately, does contain bovine gelatin, and we can't enjoy this South African favorite.
Okay, final one, another one coming through. Nerd sweets made by Wonka.
Certain nerd sweets also contain gelatin, or they contain a haram colorant called carmine, so stay clear of them.
Okay, JazakAllah so much, Maulana, for joining us this evening, as you do every Monday night. We hope you keep well, and we'll speak to you, inshallah, next week, Monday.
JazakAllah khairan again for giving us the opportunity. May Allah Ta'ala reward you and all the listeners immensely. And you can also reach us on 0861-786-111. You can send us an email, helpline@sena.org.za. We are also available on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
JazakAllah so much, Maulana. We do hope to speak to you soon. That was Maulana Bilal from the Sinha offices speaking to us on the audio halal related queries for this evening's program. From myself, Muhammad Amin, and my engineer, Ismail, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.